Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 21st, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we're going to talk to Andrea and Linda from NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties. Looking forward to that conversation. Right now, our friend Caitlin Kessler joining us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Caitlin, it's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, James, especially as we are cruising through May Beef Month.
Yeah, it's a fun month for us beef lovers and people that enjoy making a lot of moments with this and with our family and friends. We're in grilling season. There's a lot for us to cover with this topic, Caitlin. But if you don't mind, I wanted to celebrate the month a little bit with you, talking some facts.
That's right. You know, we are America's Dairyland here in the state of Wisconsin, but we do have a very robust beef industry as well. And even those dairy farms play a vital role in our beef industry. In fact, about 20% of the nation's supply of beef does come from our dairy farmers. So we're grateful for their contributions. But we have a lot of key players. And we started off talking about those dairy farms, but our beef farms, and whether it's farms that are raising them to the finishing stage or getting those calves raised up, we have 22,777 beef and dairy farms where we have generations who have been working with that land, raising those cattle, and they truly are dedicated to the animals that they're raising and that land that they are working on so that they can continue this tradition for generation to generation, whether they're passing it on to their family or maybe they're passing it on to a first generation farmer who's trying this for the first time. And it's really a testament to the industry as to our dedication to continuously improving our animal welfare by working with programs like Beef Quality Assurance. This is a voluntary program with our farmers, and 85% of beef comes from EQA certified farms and ranchers. And what they're doing is they're learning science-based practices to make sure that cattle well-being, beef quality, and safety is there all throughout. In fact, James, we last week led college culinary students on a tour of a beef farm and a meat processing facility. And we do surveys before they go on the tour and after they go on the tour. And in their post-tour surveys, several of them commented on how much they valued that care that they saw with the animals. And that's really unique when you see that passion carry through from the farmer to folks who are visiting a farm for a first time.
The way that they have taken the ball and run with it in this industry as far as the care of animals, and that is remarkable and noteworthy. And it's great that this is coming up. I'm appreciate you mentioning that, Caitlin. I think it's one of those things that really stands out to us, especially you said a stat earlier. 75% was that comes from our dairy farmers?
About 20% of the beef comes from dairy farmers, and then 85% yes. of our beef comes from BQA certified farms.
Right. Beautiful stats and really amazing. And also lets us know how important this subject is going forward. And so many people, they want to enjoy their meal, and it kept them from enjoying it or keeps them from enjoying it, knowing that, you know, some of the ways things were done. We've advanced, we've learned and evolved with this while also being able to keep these great products just as good as they've always been. That's a really neat thing to be able to see an industry be able to do.
Our industry is continuously evolving, and we have experts that we work with day in and day out to make sure that those animals receive the best care, whether it's the veterinarian, nutritionist. You know, we often joke that our animals or our livestock see doctors and nutritionists more than we do as a human. Well, you know, I grew up on a farm, and my family's dairy farm, and we had the veterinarian out once a month just to do a herd health check and make sure everything was running smoothly. There's a lot of care and dedication. And that just ties into the many players that play a pivotal role in Wisconsin's beef industry. You know, we talked about our farmers. I said we took the culinary students to a farmer and also to a meat processor. We have more than 500 meat processors spread throughout the state of Wisconsin that also have that dedication to humane animal handling and harvesting, but also food safety and making sure they're getting that quality product out there to the consumers. We have our retailers. You know, we're fortunate in this country that we can walk into a grocery store and see it well stocked with our protein choices that we want, or even going to a local farmer's market and having the option to purchase beef that way. Our restaurants do a fantastic job of keeping beef on their menus and giving consumers choices whether they want a burger or maybe a ribeye. You know, we have the in-between. And we wouldn't have a beef industry if we didn't have that demand that comes from our customers who are continuing to choose beef and enjoying the taste and also knowing that it's part of our state's sustainability and economic story.
Well said. And I have to ask you a favor, Caitlin. The next time we're going to get together, would you remind me to eat before we talk? I am getting so hungry with this. It's a great conversation. And to your point, Caitlin, I kind of grew up the opposite of you. I'm a city boy, but in the time that I've lived in Wisconsin, I've known a lot of farmers and a lot of people in the ag industry, and there are a few people I've known that love their animals or love animals more than the people working in those industries. And that I think can only benefit not only the animals, but the consumers and everybody involved.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, one of the farms that we recently visited, that's what they had mentioned. They work closely with those animals. They know their animals. And the fact that they are so well cared for is what we see in that end product. You know, they weren't stressed. They weren't strained. They had a life where they were well cared for. And that's why we have that quality beef that we get to enjoy in Wisconsin.
You guys really know how to celebrate the month and have fun with this. We'll get into ways people can create some fun, meaningful moments in just a moment. But I've been waiting to dive into this one with you and take a bite out of this. The Wisconsin Beef Council did a really fun thing to kind of celebrate and have an Elite Eight of their first ever Best Burger Contest. Let's tell the audience about this.
Yeah. So this was, as you said, James, our first ever Best Burger Contest. We have a sister state beef council in Iowa, the Iowa State Beef Council. In fact, there's 44 state beef councils spread across the nation, so most do have one. And they had a very successful Best Burger Contest spread throughout the state. We had one, we still continue to do it, Madison Burger Week, that's happening now. We did a Chippewa Valley Burger Week, but we never had a statewide competition. And we know that there are burger places spread throughout the state that deserve this recognition. So we thought we were going to open it up to the masses and see what they think was Wisconsin's best burger. And we had thousands of nominations to sift through. So it started late February and went through March that folks were allowed to nominate their favorite burger place. Didn't even have to be their favorite burger specifically, but their favorite restaurant that's open year-round that continuously has 100% beef patties on their menu. And there were so many that came through. And I know a lot of our Northwest friends were a little bit upset because we didn't get any in that area. And we promise that we do enjoy our burgers in Northwest Wisconsin. We're hoping as this contest continues to grow and develop, we'll get more people participating and getting them on the chart. But we had 8 that were selected based on a popularity basis, just from those nominations. So they were the Brazen Head Pub in West Bend, Crafty Cow in Milwaukee, the Doghouse Bar and Grill in Mount Horeb, Ferry Crossing in Merrimack, Pickles up in Hazelhurst, Skippy's in Themesville, Straight's Home Bar and Grill in Eland, and the Dump Bar and Grill in Cambria. And what I think was the most fun about this was getting to know the stories of these different places that sell burgers. And sure enough, Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, Wisconsin, was our winner. Yes, it was phenomenal. In fact, I thought about you, James, when we drove past the exit to Wisconsin Rapids when we went up to visit them, because you guys aren't too far. It's a little bit of a drive, but you're not too far from the Hazelhurst region. And we sampled the burgers, and it was phenomenal.
I was going to ask, guys, did you have, you know, and it's not easy being on the Wisconsin Beef Council. Sometimes you got to do the hard work and travel to all these restaurants and try these burgers. I can't imagine. No, it had to have been a lot of fun, Caitlin. That seems like that seems like a blast.
It was. It truly was a blast. And I guess I missed the part where I mentioned, too, that we had a secret panel of judges. So they're the ones who narrowed down the Elite Eight to the winner. And it's so funny because every single person that we've bumped into since this contest has launched has asked, how do you become a secret judge to go off and do this? Because they so badly, I mean, like you said, James, what a fun job. And we get our fair share of getting out and meeting these folks and trying these burgers. And it was a really unique day, too, when we went up there and we did, you know, a trophy presentation to Pickles. And they were just phenomenal, just down-to-earth gentlemen who were really proud of their product. And what I thought was really heartwarming as well was that their beef supplier came to because he was so proud of what those gentlemen did. It was Justin Koshak and co-owner Dan Linscott. And Dan is a gentleman nicknamed Pickles, so that's where the name comes from. And he said, you know, we sat here for a very long time with these samples of the different patties or the different burger blends, trying to figure out what was going to be the best. They are very particular. And they came up with a burger that was a blend of brisket, short rib, and ground chuck that seasoned with a house blend seasoning. And they whipped up three of the different burgers for us to try. So they're all American burgers. What they declared is the winner of Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. But I tell you, they have a lot of different burger options up there, and they were all phenomenal.
One of the things that stands out to me about this is certainly the buying local, supporting local angle of it, and people being able to, whether they live in these cities or live near them, you know, going to these restaurants. Maybe they've been there before, maybe they haven't been there before, and encouraging them to do that. It's a wonderful way of celebrating the Beef Month and having fun about it while also supporting local and helping some of our local businesses. I think that part of that is really cool and unique about this. And it's also one of those things where you kind of got to try to find out. Everybody's got a different opinion. Everybody has different tastes and everything. You don't have to take Caitlin or my word for it or anything. Check out every one of these restaurants. Check out local restaurants by you and support local. It's a fun way of not only, you know, enjoying your summer and celebrating Beef Month, but also, again, buying local and supporting local.
Absolutely. Someone had mapped it out and said that it'd take you 10 hours. That's without stopping, but to make it to all those 8 stops, it'd take you 10 hours driving. Oh. So it's definitely a doable road trip this Wisconsin summer. And we've seen quite a few folks on social media who've said that this is going to be their summer roadmap for getting out and trying some new burgers. And people left plenty of comments of other places that folks should go and try as well, some of their favorites who maybe didn't make it into the Elite Eight this year, but I would be shocked if they didn't make it in next year.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great incentive to others. Go ahead and start training and getting ready and get in on this next year, and maybe you'll be the next Pickles Bar and
there
Grill.
There you go.
I know, I'm checking that out. I'm heading out there. I have been to the Crafty Cow in Milwaukee. That is a really good burger. That is a really good place. They are really good. Great stuff there. We are speaking with Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council. And Caitlin, as we're wrapping up, one of the things that I thought would be fun was talking about some ways that in creative ways people can make meaningful moments this May Beef Month.
Absolutely. You know, beef really is something that brings folks together. Personally, my family, we always knew that it was going to be a fun, easy afternoon cookout when Dad pulled steaks out the night before to get ready. It's just one of those things where it's the center of the place that we come together with and enjoy those meaningful moments. And there's a lot of great ways to do that. You know, James, you had mentioned heading up your local community, taking time to get together as a family and visiting those local restaurants, or maybe doing a summer road trip with beef burgers as your incentive to get out there, firing up the grill, but even learning new recipes together. I work for the Beef Council, but I will be the first to admit that I am not a cook. And I am learning slowly but surely. Beeftips.com is our website, and we have hundreds of recipes on there for you to try. And in fact, just this last weekend, I wasn't able to see my mom for Mother's Day, so I went and visited this last weekend, and we made taco beef nuggets together. It was something easy enough for me to make, and we had the ground beef in the freezer, but it was enjoyable enough that it was a new recipe that she and I could do together. So it's getting out and enjoying your community. It's making those moments with your family, whether it's around the grill or maybe even visiting a farm that has their doors open and is welcoming you on there and to their community and to their lifestyles, and checking out some of the local events that your local promotion groups might be hosting. I know there's counties that are having their own steak fries and best burger contests out throughout the area. And we do try to keep a list at beeftips.com. At the bottom of the page, there's an events tab. And so you can go on there and try to find some events that are happening. Or if you have an event coming up that focuses on beef, let us know and we'll get it listed on there so folks can get out there and celebrate. Because, you know, whether you're the farmer raising it or the family's enjoying it, beef really does bring folks together, and we're so proud to work in an industry that celebrates that.
Yeah. I couldn't, very well said. Couldn't agree more with you, Caitlin. One thing I will add to that, there is, have you heard of beef raffles? Or meat raffles?
Yes.
Or these?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Raffles are huge in this area, huge in Wisconsin in general. And this is one of those fun ways I feel like they have combined it, both meat and the raffling and put in together. That's one way to celebrate. We certainly have a lot of summer farmers markets coming up that we encourage you to attend and check out and see. And, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to talk with a farmer, to talk with somebody in the dairy industry, to get to know them a little bit more, get to know what their day is like. I think that's another great way of celebrating this and celebrating the people that bring this meat to us.
Absolutely. And if you guys are interested in finding a farmer near you, especially one that sells their beef locally, on our website, we have a Raising Beef tab, and on there is a local beef directory. So you can check that out and find a little pin with a farmer in your area and scroll down to their name. Often they list their contact information and social media channels. So whether you're visiting them virtually or in person, like you said, James, it's a great chance to connect and learn someone's story and see that even though they may be farming and you've never stepped on a farm in your life, we're often more alike than we are dissimilar.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. There's our meat processors out there. We appreciate them. Getting to know them and their industry a little bit more can go a long way. The beef realtors out there. Same thing with understanding how that works and the way their industry runs. These are all ways to celebrate. And certainly, I think one of the things we hit on earlier, Caitlin, is trying restaurants and trying maybe different mom and pop places or places near you that, you know, I've always meant to go there. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go check out their burgers. I should have prefaced this, Caitlin. I come into this conversation with a little bit of data. I've had some schooling in this. My papa was a traveler, and we traveled a lot as a kid. And one of the things that he found to keep me busy was we went to a bunch of different restaurants. And whenever we go to one, I would order the same thing, a bacon double cheeseburger, every place I went. And it was my goal to find the best bacon double cheeseburger between here and wherever we were traveling, whether it was the Carolinas or back to Chicago or any of these things. And it was a lot of fun. As a kid, I really got into this, and I did do this. I tried those burgers everywhere I went. And I think that's kind of fun things to do with kids, coming up with new creative games and fun ways to not only get kids to involved and enjoying their meals, but, you know, almost teaching them something without them knowing.
Yeah, well, James, I have to ask, even if it wasn't a Wisconsin one, what was your favorite? Do you remember?
Actually, it was a Wisconsin one, the Pioneer in Westfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep,
that's so fun.
It's one of my favorite restaurants in the world. I love that place still. And I actually just stopped there a little while ago. So it had an effect on me. It really did. And it's just one of those fun ways of doing things. There's other ways that you can do this as well. Certainly checking out some of these burger places that we mentioned. But speaking of those places, it is grilling season. You can celebrate at home. You know, make it, whether it's just grilling the way you always have, or maybe push yourself creatively and try to come up with some new burger ideas.
That's right. And we have some great grilling tips. Like I said, I am not a cook, but we have some great cooking information at beeftips.com for grilling, including, you know, times and temperatures based on how you want those steaks or burgers done. Some tips for cooking those burgers and steaks. You know, you should really only flip them once, and making sure that we're temping them, getting those burgers up to 160 degrees, and your steaks, if you want them at 145, take them off at 135 and then tent them with foil, give them a chance to rest before we dive into them. I think that's the hardest part, is pulling something off the grill and then giving it a minute to rest so that it can reabsorb those proteins back into the muscle tissue before we dive right on into it. But there's a lot of great tips, whether you're firing up the grill for the first time or the 50th time. And I know there are some folks in Wisconsin that don't even wait until the weather's nice to be outside grilling. They'll be out in winter in shorts and Crocs and firing up the grill. So it's fun.
Do you know my dad? Because that is my father. That is my father to a T. It is January, and he is out there. I wanted a burger, and he's out there grilling.
Yeah.
It's his favorite thing. He enjoys being out there on the grill. I know a lot of people do. Enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. And certainly, we encourage you to buy Wisconsin products using Wisconsin farmers industry ingredients in that. And you can find beef made here in Wisconsin and other Wisconsin products, Caitlin.
That you can just check out beeftips.com, or also there's a lot of local directories that local communities might have for that. And like you said, James, your farmers markets, retailers, it's amazing what robust industry we have in the state of Wisconsin. And I do know that we have the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors that is working with Discover Wisconsin to come up with a map for folks to be able, almost like a passport program for them to be able to visit. So we'll keep an eye out for details on that as well when they get that posted. And that can also be a fun summer grilling season road trip.
That's a really good idea. I look forward to that. That's going to be fun to find to hear more about. And I'm glad you mentioned the website because it is a fantastic website, beeftips.com. If you haven't already done so, type it in your search bar, bookmark the page. It's got a lot of great information out there that Caitlin has touched on, along with nutritional facts. And I think one of the better features, the Cattleman's Corner, which really gives you a chance to learn more about this and promote beef in the state.
Absolutely. If you're a farmer out there and you want more information about how we can continue raising or sharing the story about beef and how it's raised and grown, that Cattleman's Corner is a great place for you to learn about the Beef Checkoff, what we do. For folks that don't know, we are funded by our beef farmers and ranchers. And so we are driven by promotion, research, consumer education. And we enjoy the fact that we get to share these stories. And our mission is to build demand for beef that is sustainable for future generations. So as you said, James, if you're curious about more about what we do with the Beef Council or what you could do to help promote beef, check out that Cattleman's Corner page. And there's just a lot. I have been working at the Beef Council for over 3 years now, and I still don't think I've reached every corner of the resources available on this website.
Again, that is beeftips.com. Be sure to check that out. And Caitlin, thank you so much for the time. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, should we send them to the website? How can they get in touch with you?
They can go to the website and check out the About Us page. We have contact information there. Otherwise, I'll just give out my email directly, KRILEY@beeftips.com. Give us a shout. Otherwise, it might be easier, WBC@beeftips.com, so Wisconsin Beef Council at beeftips.com. Give us a shout. Message us on Facebook, Instagram, or on TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you can find us and you have a question. Let us know. And if I can't answer it, I can definitely reach out to our beef lady, Angie Horkin, our residential farmer, Grace, or our executive director, Tammy, and we will get that answer to you.
Always good talking with you, Caitlin. We'll catch up again real soon. You take care.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council joining us today. We'll be back with more great conversation on Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.